भगवद्गीता 6.5 उद्धरेदात्मनात्मानं नात्मानं अवसादयेत् आत्मैव हि आत्मनो बन्धुर् आत्मैव रिपुरात्मनः उद्धरेत्. So this and the next verse are among the most quoted verses in the Bhagavad Gita about the mind. Of course, there is 6.26 also, Chanchalam Himana Krishna. So now this verse is stating, Uddharet. Uddharet means do uddhar, deliver. Atmanatmanam. Atmana Atmanam. With the mind, deliver the soul. So the first Atmana refers to the instrument, and the second Atmanam is the receiver of the action, the object. So with the mind, deliver the soul. So the first Atmana refers to the mind, the second refers to the soul. So with the mind, deliver the soul. Na Atmanam avasadayet. Avasadayet means to degrade. Don't degrade the soul. So again, the instrument or the subject is implied here. The subject is the mind. Atmai vahi atmano bandhur. Atmai vahi, for the atma, atmano bandhur. So the mind is the friend of the soul. Atmaiva ripuratmanaha, and the mind is also the enemy of the soul. So here, what Krishna is essentially stating is that we are not just helpless victims of the mind, and that we don't have to give in to everything that the mind suggests. So Krishna is actually, in one sense, instructing us and conveying within the instruction that we have the power to direct the mind. So deliver uddharet atmanatmanam. Now all of us perceive that there is some force within us, some voice which keeps speaking to us, do this, don't do this. Now this voice can work in both ways. Sometimes it can be the voice of the conscience which tells us this is the right thing, this is what you should do, that is the wrong thing, that is what you should not do. And that way it enables us to move onwards in the right direction. But sometimes from inside there is a voice that prompts us to do wrong things also. Like, come on, that opportunity to enjoy is there. Why don't you enjoy? Just go there and get that. Just enjoy that. That will be so nice. So in this way, when the mind tempts us, so the important thing to recognize in such situations is that all the voices inside are not the same. And the mind itself, often we stereotype the mind as the enemy. But the mind can be our friend also. Because ultimately the mind is the instrument that we use for thinking and for guiding the body for acting. So that instrument has to be used. So unlike an enemy, say if some enemy is attacking us, if say there's a war between India and Pakistan attacks India, then Indians can treat Pakistan as an enemy and try to keep Pakistan out of the Indian territory. But the mind is not that kind of enemy whom we can keep out of ourselves, because the mind is inside us. And not only is it inside us, sometimes there may be an enemy inside us who can just be arrested and kept in a jail. But the mind is also not like that, because the mind is what we have to use. The mind is the interface between the gross body and the soul. So for us to act in this world, we do need to use the mind. And so we cannot wish away the mind. Oh, we cannot get rid of the mind. We cannot wish away the mind. Then what can we do? We need to restrain and redirect the mind. We need to purify the mind. Now, how do we go about this purification? It is by steady observation and determination. So that means here Krishna is placing the initiative on us and he's saying, observe the mind and elevate yourself with the mind. So, if someone says that, okay, lift yourself up with that. So we may wonder what, and don't degrade yourself with that. So we may wonder, what is something with which I can either lift myself or I can degrade myself? We could say, maybe it can refer to something which is like a rope. You know, if I hold on to it, I can climb up. Or maybe if I don't hold properly to it, I may slip and fall down further. Or I can consider a staircase. I'm an intermediate floor, I can go up on the staircase or I can go down. There are simple examples in nature where somebody may say, okay, use the staircase to go up. Don't use the staircase to go down. So like that Krishna is saying, Uddhareda Atmana Atmanam. Elevate yourself with the mind. Don't degrade yourself. So now, just as I say, that means the staircase is basically a tool for motion. And the staircase can go upwards, the staircase can go downwards. Or the staircase has a pathway which goes up. Staircase doesn't go anywhere. Rather, the staircase has a pathway which goes upwards, the staircase has a pathway which goes downwards. So now it is up to us to choose which pathway we take. So now this is the first part. So to understand conceptually, we can keep this vision, this concept and example in the mind. That either we elevate ourselves or we degrade ourselves. Now the third and fourth line say something that Atmaiva hi Atmano Bandhur, that the soul, that the mind is the friend of the soul. And Atmaiva Ripur Atmanaha, and the mind is also the enemy of the soul. Now what exactly does this imply? Actually, herein, the important point to recognize is that rather than thinking of the mind simply as a staircase which just leaves things up to us, whether you want to go up or whether you want to go down, we can expand that example and consider it to be like a elevator with a suction pull. So it will just pull us inside. So the elevator can pull us inside and take us down, or it can pull us inside and take us up. So if there are ropes on the staircase, or if there are ropes in the elevator which pull us in and we are dragged down. So something like that, if we visualize, then we can understand what Krishna is saying is that the mind can be your friend and mind can be your enemy. That means if I get caught in the downward pull and I say down there is a dungeon where I'll be imprisoned, and above there is free ground, there is an open air, there is sun where I'll be rescued. So then what is important is that the same staircase, if there are forces which drag me down from there, then it acts inimically. The same staircase, if on it there are forces which pull me up, then I will be liberated. I will be freed. So now, what makes the mind friendly or hostile? That will be discussed in the next verse. But suffice it to say here, Krishna, in this particular verse, places the responsibility for controlling the mind squarely on us. He says that it is for us to recognize the nature of the mind, the dual role that it can play. The dual role is different from a double role. Double role in a movie is the same person playing two things. A dual role means, yes, it can act. So that in a double role, normally both the persons are there. And sometimes they meet also. But here the mind can be friend or it can be the enemy. Depending on, as the next verse will tell us, whether we control it or we don't control it. So, in this verse, Krishna places the onus of responsibility on us squarely and asks us to use the mind to elevate ourselves and not to degrade ourselves. Thank you.